Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives. It's Ashley Burgess at 570 KLIF. And you're listening live this evening to Perspectives. So joining us right now on the show is Jonathan Brownlee. Jonathan Brownlee is an executive producer of this really awesome film, Decoding Annie Parker, amongst a lot of things that he's got going on. So tell us, Jonathan, a little bit about your scheduled film festivals that y'all are bringing this film to.
Sure. Well, we actually have been very lucky, and not only are we doing festivals, we actually are doing a series of benefit screenings where we're, we've sort of been given this altruistic window for the next 4 months where we're doing screenings all over the United States and Canada. So we've got, Seattle, we were in New York, in Palm Beach, of course, here at the Dallas International Film Festival, which was an amazing experience. We go to Chicago, Vancouver, Toronto, London, and then we're doing a date at Cannes, the Cannes Film Festival. And what we're doing is we're partnering with local charities, and half of the proceeds are going to those local charities. So it's not only an entertaining film and gives an opportunity to entertain and educate, but we also get an opportunity to give back as well.
See, that's awesome. I love that. That connection is amazing. So, tell us a little bit, this is the whole concept, for a lot of these shows lately, is about being authentic, but also, having a dream and a passion and a love for something. So how long have you had this dream, passion, and love for filmmaking and acting?
Well, it really sort of dates all the way back to my high school years. That was back before electricity and running water. But it's just something I've always known that I wanted to do. And, I started with a passion for classical theater and had an opportunity to be in almost every classical play that there was, during my time in New York. And then, realized that, if I wanted to be successful, in the industry and make a living, that really at some point it had to migrate to film and television. And so it's, it's been a journey. It's been a very, very interesting one. And I mean, for instance, this project, Decoding Annie Parker, has been around a 6-year process from the beginning of the script to getting the film out there. I love living in Dallas, and I'm hoping to be able to produce more projects in Texas and in Dallas specifically.
I like that. So what do you have in store for you in the future?
Well, I have a pretty diverse slate of what's happening on the television side. I used to host a show in Canada called At Home, which is a home renovation series, and we're looking at actually putting that show back in place here. It's going to be called In the House, and we're going to shoot that here in Dallas, which is basically a home renovation series where we do large and small renovations, and we have a lot of fun. It's not a very serious show, but we have a lot of fun and try to teach the audience how to stay sane and stay on a budget while having fun and, restructuring your living space. So that's one thing I'm working on. We actually have a show here that we're distributing in Canada, the United States, called Texas Fight Night, which is a sports program. And then starting this summer, I'll be working on a new feature called Flight to the Alamo, which is based on these two boys that live in an orphanage just outside of San Antonio. And so it's kind of a fun run across Texas, meet a lot of fun characters, kind of family film. So lots going on.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Jonathan, if you could do me one favor, could you tell our listeners, obviously you've had this love and passion for a long period of time and you're actively doing things. You're actively concentrating on this. You're working toward it on a daily basis. Do you have one really great piece of advice that you'd like to tell our listeners? I would call it the JB piece of advice for when people are, trying to, figure out what they want to do and they've already figured it out, but just trying to stick to it. Do you have a good piece of advice to give them tonight?
Yeah, where our business is concerned, a lot of people, they read the trades and they see television shows and films, and it all kind of looks like sort of champagne and limousines, our industry, but it is a very tough, very competitive business. And I would say, two things that are really important. One is an excellent education. And the second thing is developing your network very early on. I mean, like a lot of industries, your next job and and getting your projects produced are based on really who you know. So it's really important to begin to network and to stay in touch with that network. It all begins with funding. So you may have a wonderful idea and it may be a great artistic endeavor, but at the end of the day, if you can't get someone to write a check to help you finance your dream, you can't bring that dream to reality.
Wow, that's true. And that's been like a topic of discussion that we've been trying to get to for many weeks here, discussing network and properly doing it, you know, without, you know, using people as well as helping other people around you. So we're trying to get to that subject matter here pretty soon. But, you know, we've been kind of, you know, we've been really getting with the dreams and the goal making and that sort of thing. And, you know, and Jonathan, I really appreciate you coming on. And I'm actually wanting to have you come on in the future, especially when you get, you know, that's one of my favorite sayings, you know, in the house, especially when you get that going on. We'd love to have you back on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess and discuss that.
Well, it'd be a lot of fun. We could probably come on and do some segments if you like, and talk to maybe even open it up and talk to some people who are having problems with their houses. But we'd love to come back on. It's been an absolute pleasure, and look forward to speaking to you again.
I really appreciate it. And guys, and for Perspectives listeners, obviously there's Jonathan Brownlee. He's the executive producer of a wonderful film, Decoding Annie Parker, which there's going to be some upcoming benefit screenings. So we really appreciate you coming on, and we look forward to hearing from you, especially your new ventures, and I hope you have a wonderful night.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Good night. Yeah, so, you know, guys, I mean, you have to think about it, you know, like, you think about the fact of what you want to do, what you love, what your passion is, what's your dream, you know, and Jonathan, you know, gave a good concept about, yes, networking, you know, and really following and just believing in yourself, you know. So for tonight, these are the things that I think if you're going to put some things into your subconscious, if you're going to believe in things, if you're going to really meditate on something or just think about whatever I say at the very end of the show, which is helpful, is first off, you know, you want to believe in yourself, you know, because otherwise, if you don't believe in yourself, no one else is going to do it for you. It's just that simple. It's pretty cut and dry. You know that? You know, second, you want to be honest and sincere, especially when other people are celebrating or having success. A lot of times I hear people say, oh, these people are so negative and this stuff, and all their negativity is just like rubbing off on me, and I can't believe I'm around all these negative people. Well, a lot of the times it's only because we're cool with the negative. It's because we're accepting the negative. We're not accepting the positive. So when somebody has a great, fabulous thing going on in their life, instead of saying, wow, I'm so happy for you, and believing it, inside you're just, you know, I can't believe they got that. I can't believe that happened to them. What about me? I've been working all this time, and then it becomes about you. And so I think one of the major challenges that the human race has is to be honestly happy for other people's successes. And I think that obviously rubs off. So I think if you can start doing this, I think success starts coming your way too. Even if you're having a funk, even if you're down in the dumps, things start changing. I don't even understand actually how it works, but I think it's something about energy. We'll get back to that in a later show for sure. And, you know, thirdly, you know, believing in yourself and having that love. And, you know, the Beatles always said, you know, the phrase, all you need is love, you know, and our lives are driven by internal and external stressors, and they do contribute to our inability to see what's truly there. You know, but the biggest thing is to be fortunate enough to understand, and I think we've talked about this with the various films, Decoding Annie Parker, as well as Chasing Shakespeare this evening, even with Out and About with Cynthia Smoot, all these things have about it is finding, you know, finding things in our life that we love, loving life, loving others, you know, loving ourselves, and loving the craft and the work that we do. And so, last but not least, I would authorize to keep the faith and do the love and not do the hate. So next week, join us live again with Perspectives with Ashley Burgess here every Sunday at 8 p.m. on 570 KLIF, as well as on iHeartRadio app, which is really, really, really cool. And we're going to have more really good stuff. We're also, Jonathan actually segued ourselves into our next subject matter, which is about networking, doing it positively, finding people that can help you as well as you helping them, and kind of getting to know not only your social circle, but the people that you hang out with. A lot of times we have all these friends on Facebook and nobody even knows what our friends do, as well as people that we usually hang out with on a daily basis. You have no idea what they do, or you might know a job they have, but you don't know what their passion is or what their strengths or their skills or what they got their education in. So we'll be talking about all that next week. And, you know, we'll have Cynthia Smoot on as well with the Out and About with Cynthia, and we'll have a lot more stuff coming along. So keep the dream alive. Keep goal setting and keep being yourself, because you can be you. You're authentic. You're an original person. So if you have any questions, comments, or thoughts, you know me on Facebook or Twitter, as well as you can go on website, liveyourtruelife.org, and there'll be lots of really neat blogs about this subject. So can't wait to talk with our listeners next week, and we'll have some really great open air and open phones next Sunday. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you later.
Have you ever wondered what a life coach is? You've heard the term, but what exactly is life coaching? Life coaching is a form of mentoring that takes the whole person into account. As a certified life coach, Ashley Burgess works to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her clients' lives. Ashley works with her clients to set and reach goals within all areas of their life. And by doing this, her clients experience success, happiness, and the life they've always dreamed of having. Finding success within all aspects of life is no easy task. It takes work and it takes practice. Live True Life Coaching is always at your own pace with proven results that last. Contact Live True Life Coaching at liveyourtruelife.org and fill out the form getting started. Live True Life Coaching. Start living your true life today. Start living your true life today at liveyourtruelife.org.